Paul Light is here from the Brookings Institution. He is their director of governmental studies. So now we just heard that one of the big disputes in the debate over this Homeland Security Department is about whether to let its workers have civil service protections. Where did we get this civil service? Has civil service been with us as long as there's been government in the United States?
Absolutely. We hired the first civil servants immediately after the Constitution was ratified, and we've had civil servants ever since.
Mm-hmm. So when did it begin down the path of reaching the immense proportions which we see today? That was late 1800s, wasn't
it? Yeah, but I kind of trace it back to 1829 when we built the spoils system. The spoils system was created by Jackson to actually ventilate government. Government at that time was seen as filled with career-oriented, security-craving bureaucrats, and Jackson came into office arguing for what he called rotation in office. It eventually became the spoils system.
To the victor belong the spoils.
Correct. And jobs were routinely bought and sold. You got jobs because you knew somebody or you could pay a fee. It was a very corrupt system. And in 1881, a disappointed office seeker, who also happened to be a very good shot, took aim at President James Garfield, assassinated him, and that propelled forward the reform of the era, which was a merit-based civil service system.
Yeah, that got their attention.
Yeah.
You used the magic R word, though, reform. And
right.
Reform and civil service have gone hand in hand since about that time.
Right. We've been trying to fix the system ever since we've built it because it's big, it's cumbersome, it's a one-size-fits-all kind of system. We last reformed the civil service system in 1978, but that reform was based on ideas in good currency in 1950 that were forwarded by scholars who did research in the 1930s based on data collected in the 1920s.
Oh.
It's a system that was designed for a workforce that hasn't shown up for a good 50 years.
Where were they?
Well, the current system was designed for somebody who wants a 30-year career. They come in right after high school, right after college, and they stay, and they move slowly but steadily upward, largely because of time in the job. What the Bush administration is wanting for the Department of Homeland Security is more authority to move people out based on performance. And that's actually been a reform that's been advocated by both Democrats and Republicans, albeit not the ones who are currently in the United States Senate.
Uh-huh. But, gee, they sure have a terrible public image, or they can. Although, interestingly enough, after September 11th, that big unwieldy bureaucracy began looking better. People, a new kind of respect arose. But by and large, it's been a very tough road for civil servants. Bureaucrats always sounds like a bad word.
Well, the gains in public confidence towards the federal employee have evaporated now, and they're back to the trust levels that they had before September 11th. So we've really lost all of the surge in support for the federal government and the federal government employee. President Bush remains higher than he was before September 11th, but what goes up eventually does come down. And Americans always have thought that federal bureaucrats have questionable motivations throughout this period of time, before September 11th, immediately after. Now, the American public thinks that federal government employees are motivated primarily by the job security, the paycheck, the benefits, and not by a desire to help the public or make the world a better place. And they've thought that all through this period.
Thank you very much. Paul Light is Director of Governmental Studies at the Brookings Institution.